Do you like your music sick? Sounding like it's disease. Blowing up on your speakers like the zit you just squeezed. Am I being way too graphic? Do you feel at ease? Then open up and say ah, cause this is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please.
Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
And welcome to another episode of Cheese, Please with yours truly, Snarf Dude.
And I am Daffodil.
Yes, and oh, it's that time of the year again, isn't it, Daffodil?
Yes. Yes, it is.
And what I sort of don't like.
I'm not sure why. It's an occasion, but it doesn't mean that we have to get overexcited and yell and scream and holler.
Oh, yeah, okay. I can be a little quiet, and it's not a problem. I can play that game. I don't know. Every year, Daffodil, you play the same songs. Or
well,
a combination
it's
same songs.
Once again.
Yes.
It is my special day.
Yes.
And I get to pick what we play. When it's your special day.
Yes.
You get to pick what we play.
Oh, well, yeah,
that's
I know.
That's the way the rules are.
I know. But
And I'm trying to be mature this year, and I'm trying not to yell and scream and holler and go on about, you know, the fact that it might perhaps be the anniversary of my birth.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
A very special day in the world.
It's
the anniversary of my birth.
Yes, yes, I guess. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be doing a show together.
That is correct.
So that I can understand that. But why? Can't I have to ask this? Why do you have to play the same songs every year?
Because it's easy.
Well, that's a good answer as always. Including Daffodil favorites such as David Bowie, Gun Hill Road, The Evaporators, of course, we can't forget The Modest Lads.
My biggest fans.
Yes.
We have to play The Modest Lads.
Kenny Bass coming up shortly in the Polka Pocka.
I need a polka song.
Yeah. And Dragnet Polka. But we're starting off the show with Rudy Rosa and the thing that Homer Simpson walked in the stadium back at, well, some episode.
I like the baby elephant walk.
Right here on
Daffodil's birthday on Cheese, Please. We'll be right back.
We suck!
Nobody has to know about this!
Hey, we're cool with that.
Oh, don't look so shocked.
Cheese, please.
With the Dragnet Polka,
Kenny Bass
and his Polka Poppers.
Oh, yeah.
For the popping of the peas.
I don't think the whole Dragnet thing really, you know, really reflects on polka. You know, he was so serious, Joe Friday. Wasn't that his name?
Yeah, I don't get Dragnet out of that at all.
This is Friday. We're not here to polka.
This is Friday. We're here on Saturday trying to find Sunday.
Ah, there we go. We're serious. We can't polka. We can't polka, at least while we're working. We can polka in the off time.
So, I have to ask you, Snarf.
Why?
On this anniversary of the occasion of my birth.
Yes.
Daffodil.
Yes.
Did you obtain any surprises?
Because
you know that it is considered to be common to have cake and candles and cards. And presents and all that fun. Sorry, all that fun thing.
Be serious, Daffodil. You don't have to think about that till after the show.
No, I have to think about it now.
No, you don't. You have to think about it after the show.
Because you forgot.
Yes.
Just own up to it now.
I am. That way, I'm just being honest.
Honesty is a good policy.
I'm sorry, I forgot.
I don't know how. I have to say this out loud.
Why?
I don't understand how you can plan a show that has Daffy's birthday at the top.
Yes.
And list all of Daffy's favorite songs.
Yes.
And forget that it's Daffy's birthday. Really? How do you do that?
You're making me feel uncomfortable, Daffodil.
That's the whole point.
Can I say it's a matter of money?
Oh, absolutely. I understand that completely.
Because that's what it comes down to. But we can probably sneak something out after the show. How's that?
Well, I was thinking about those really nice cupcakes.
Oh.
Because I don't need a huge cake. There's only two of us.
Yes.
We could get a cupcake and split it.
There's an idea. One of those gourmet cupcakes.
I would be okay with that.
I can do that.
And I don't need candles.
No.
I mean, you certainly don't need to put enough candles on the top of a cupcake.
No. Okay. Anyway, my name is Starf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and this is my birthday show.
Daffy's birthday here on Cheese Please. If you haven't figured it out yet, if you're joining us just now and wondering what the heck are you rambling about,
That's what we're rambling about.
It's my birthday, and we're only playing my favorite songs, and now we're going to play my favorite groups?
Yes. Got the Evaporators coming up, which will probably tear your ears out a little bit if you listen too close to the radio. So,
however, it is a very cheesy song.
Yes.
You'll understand why we play it when you hear it.
Yeah, so I'm just warning you now. It's coming up shortly. I got a disease, but starting off with the Modest Lads and Shea Coupe and the Beatles.
Which I like a lot.
Could you be in the Beatles?
No. But no. I like it a lot.
Okay. Right here on
Cheese Please for Daffy's birthday.
Well, she's so clean and cool, she could be in the Beatles. Yeah, she walks and talks so cool, she could be in the Beatles. She'd be playing those cool guitars through cool box amplifiers and singing along with Mo and Timmy and Phil in the Beatles.
Now, who's that then?
What?
Well, this Mo and Timmy and Phil, who is that?
Well, that's the Beatles, who that is.
It's certainly not the Beatles. It might be the Christmas Jellies.
I know the Beatles.
No, the Beatles.
I've seen them live on American telly every Wednesday night.
Oh, you've seen them on the telly?
Singing.
Oh, right. What were they singing then?
Well, I sang like this.
Yeah. In the Beatles. Yeah, she'll be just 17 in the Beatles. Yeah. She gonna love me too in the Beatles. Yeah. She'll have a ticket to ride in the Fastball, give her a call. She'll be playing at Albert Hall and walking in a bare feet across Abbey Road in the Beatles. Yeah, she's gonna help my.
Music's orphan stepchildren have found loving guardians.
Oh.
Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Cheese, please.
Don't yell. I can't help it. I just, I just... Oh, oh, shake the headphones off me.
But every Whoa. Time we play that song, you kind of just have to head thrash, you know?
Wow.
It is 2 intense minutes of cheese.
Well, good thing we only play it once a year.
Exactly.
Anyway, my name is Starf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and this is my birthday show, and I'm tired of trying to be calm and cool and collected about it because it's my birthday.
Yes, and we had the Modest Lads before that from Bladderpool, Iowa, apparently. They're somewhere in Iowa. I don't know what Bladderpool's got to do with that, but...
Well, it's different than Liverpool.
Yeah.
Well, and Stomach Pool was taken.
Ah, there we go. And she could be in the Beatles. On the show this week, we're playing Daffy's Classics because it's some unknown reason.
It's my birthday. It's not an unknown reason.
Yeah, well, I can say it's unknown reason, and the fact that you're going to inform the public anyway.
It's my birthday.
Okay, there...
If you want to send me birthday greetings, my email address is daffodil@cheeseplease.com.
There we go.
CHEEZEPLEEZE.com or ZE if you're in Canada.
Yeah, there we go. And elsewhere in the world, just pick Z or Z. I don't care. But the whole thing is that I knew you, how come it took you halfway through the show to plug for birthday greetings?
I was told that I'm too enthusiastic on my birthday and that I need to calm down.
Oh, who told you that?
My family.
Oh, really?
They say I'm too old to be that excited about birthdays.
Come on, they live in a commune. What do they know?
They don't celebrate.
I mean, they're lucky to get up and make a cup of coffee during the day, right?
They don't drink coffee.
What do they drink?
Herbal tea.
Oh, okay.
It's a commune. Think about it.
I don't know. I've never been there.
We should do that. Let's go visit my family.
I don't know if I want to.
They'll have you eating crunchy granola and hemp seeds and no meat.
No. I can't give up. What about Twinkies?
No Twinkies.
No, I'm definitely not going there. No way. Jose, I'm going near your family.
Okay, fine. I want some more music then.
I'm going to do that. Speaking of communes and long hair and hippies and that, we're going to play Gun Hill Road and Back When My Hair Was Short.
But first...
Oh, David Bowie's song that he probably wants to forget about.
And he will never be able to because we play it at least once or twice a year.
Exactly. Laughing Gnome and David Bowie here on...
Cheese Please for Daffodil's Birthday.
I was walking down the high street when I heard footsteps behind me, and there was a little old man in scarlet and gray chuckling away. Well, he trotted back to my house and he sat beside the telly with his tiny hands on his tummy chuckling away, laughing all day. Oh, to report you to the gnome office.
Gnome office. Oh, yeah.
I'm a laughing gnome and you can't catch me. I'm a laughing gnome and you can't catch me. Said the laughing gnome. Well, I gave him roasted toadstools and a glass of dandelion wine. Then I put him on a train to Eastbourne, carried his bag and gave him a fag.
Have you got a light, boy?
Yeah, where do you come from?
No man's land.
Oh, really? In the morning, when I woke up, he was sitting on the edge of my bed with his brother, whose name was Fred. He brought him along to sing me a song. All right, let's hear it. Yeah, what's that clicking noise? I'm a laughing gnome and you can't catch me. I'm a laughing gnome and you can't catch me.
Owner, I'm a gnome, anyway.
Haven't you got a gnome to go to?
No, we are no rats.
Didn't they teach you to get your hair cut at school? You look like a rolling gnome.
Yeah, not at the London School of Economics.
Now they're staying up the chimney and we're living on caviar and honey.
because they're earning me lots of money writing comedy prose for radio shows. It's the gnome service, of course.
Gun Hill Road and Back When My Hair Was Short.
And before that, it was The Laughing Gnome from David Bowie.
Yeah.
The song that he probably would like to forget he ever recorded, but we will never, ever let it die.
Yes, it'll never go into no man's land. But
we will remind people of it all the time.
No man's land. I know, that was bad. Okay.
We're at the end of another birthday show.
Oh, darn.
I don't get to play anything I like any other day of the year. Seriously, folks, I never get to pick any of the music we play, ever.
Hey, what are you talking about? Yes, you do.
Not very often.
Well,
I make suggestions. Yes. It doesn't mean what I suggest gets played.
Well, maybe we shouldn't improve that.
All right, that's a good birthday present. I get to pick songs all year long, then.
Yeah, well, and
so
that's...
So we'll hear all these songs more often.
And, well, no, you got to pick other songs.
Oh.
Other songs.
Okay. All right.
I can't have
you
David...
You have to sing Happy Birthday. Go.
Really?
Yes, quick.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Daffodil Elizabeth Potter. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
And many more.
And more and more and more and more.
Yes. There you go. You got me to sing.
And we're ending off the show this week with another one of my favorites.
Ah, yes.
My Backyard by McCrae.
Yes, that's right. Until next week, folks,
have fun, stay cheesy. This has been your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird, which was my wacky, warped, and the weird this week.
Yes, it was. Oh, it's okay. I like this song. McRae in my backyard, where apparently it's some warm. You actually go outside. Kind of nice. Until next week, folks. That's your cue to say goodbye.
Have fun. Stay cheesy.
Goodbye.
Sun's coming over my deadwood. Sun's shining through my cherry tree. Gold cap on top of the hedgerow. Tulip's just as proud as it can be. Sun's coming over my rooftop. Sun's shining on my neighbor's car. The shadow's 5 feet long now, look 20. I should be raking, but I haven't moved too far. Sun's coming down in my backyard. It's the prettiest thing that you have ever seen. Sun's coming down in my backyard. Oh, mister, don't you wish that you was me. The birds are settling in for the evening. The rabbits are nibbling on the grass. Gophers running round in the garden. Sun's going down, I hope it doesn't go too fast. Sun's coming down in my backyard. It's the prettiest thing that you have ever seen. Sun's coming down in my backyard. Oh, mister, don't you wish that you would. Oh, there's no place that I. Watch the sun go down. Watch the sun go down.
Wait a minute,
I got one
coming.
Sun's coming down in my backyard. It's the prettiest thing that you have ever seen. Sun's coming down in my backyard. Oh, mister, don't you wish that you was me. Sun's coming down in my backyard. I'm waving to my neighbor across the street. Sun's coming down in my backyard. Oh, mister, don't you wish that you was. Mister, don't you wish that you was. Mister, don't you wish that you was me.
Wrapping up another weekly episode of The Wacky, The Warped, and The Weird. Cheese Please was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog, but produced each week by Snarf Dude and Daffodil for Scott Snailen Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, reminding you it's great you can be happy, but it's nowhere as fun as being cheesy.